All right, invite the kids to come forward for our children's time.
Morning. Come on forward, everybody. That was exciting. Congratulations, Bryce. Okay. I thought we were going to have a small crowd, but y'all have come in. Now we've got a big crowd. How fun. What a blessing. All right. So I heard that some of you had a swim meet yesterday. Raise your hand if you were in a swim meet. Cool. We've got some swimmers. Awesome. And I know Catherine's a swimmer too, but her season hasn't started yet. But okay, what's a rule in swimming that you, like, give me a backstroke rule, just because Coach Kirsten's here. She wants to see what you know. Okay, Stanley, give us a backstroke rule. No sloppy arms? And then what about right before you touch the wall? What's the rule? Backstroke finish, right? You can't turn onto your belly, right? You have to stay on your back. Some rules that are very important. Jesus' time. Over 600 rules that they had to follow. Like their beard had to be a certain cut a certain way, and they had to wear a certain kind of this, that, and the other. And just lots and lots of rules. But when Jesus came and he was preaching and healing people, he kind of broke some of those rules, and the Pharisees were not happy about that. Like, he would heal people on the Sabbath. Like, he would actually do work on the Sabbath, and they thought that was just terrible. So they wanted to trick him, and they wanted to find a way to get under Jesus' skin. And they said, okay, tell us what the greatest commandment is, Jesus. Does anybody know what Jesus said? The greatest commandment is to love God. Love God. Does that sound familiar? Yeah. And then they said, but even greater is to love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. What, can somebody tell me what that means? Love your neighbor as yourself? Catherine, I know you know the answer. You're going to be a youth. Autumn and Catherine are going to be youths in like one more week. So I know you guys know the answer. Is there a younger one who knows what that means? Love your neighbor as yourself. Okay, Catherine, go ahead.
So loving your neighbor as yourself kind of means like to treat everybody how you will want to be treated, but that goes even farther than to treat everybody how they want to be treated. So not only treat them how you would want to be treated, but how they also want to be treated.
I love that. From seeing it from their perspective, that's great. You always bring in a deeper, nice angle to everything. I love that about you. It also reminds me of the golden rule. Have you heard the golden rule? Do unto other. Yeah, go ahead, Stanley. What is it? Yeah, treat people the way you want to be treated, right? So very similar. Anyway, so Jesus kind of mixed things up a little bit, but most importantly is love God and love your neighbors as yourself. Okay, let's pray. Hands together, eyes closed. Dear God, thank you for sending Jesus to show us what's really important, to show grace to others when they might let us down, and for us to just love everyone the way they want to be loved. We love you, Lord. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, let's go to the back, and we'll meet Miss Jean back there, okay?